This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance, overflowing today. Remarkable, fabulous, powerful, positive, pleasant, and insightful guest. And you have tuned in, you, Y-O-U, have tuned in to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And the good news is that you have consciously and conscientiously tuned in to learn about the joy of living, what it means to live in joy daily. Now, we're going to have to do something very amazing here. I'm going to take a call from our guest. Yes, Jim, how can I help you?
Hi. Are we on a Zoom? Did you send me a Zoom number?
No, Jim. I sent you a StreamYard link. All you have to do is click on the link. Where did you not get the email? This is so funny. We're doing this live. It's not Zoom. It's a link to StreamYard. You have the email in front of you?
I do not. I just had major computer issues. I've got a new Mac, and it's just
okay, this is wonderful because we're live. We're streaming right now to thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And Jim is telling our guest, he's telling me he has a computer problem. I think everybody can relate to that. Our producer, her name is Roxy. She's going to call you. I'm going to walk you through and make it happen. And check your email because I just sent you another one with the link. But get ready for a call from Roxy. Okay, Jim? Best wishes. Bye. You see, people, this is so wonderful. This is an example of life. You never know what's going to happen. And the key to not knowing is to go with the flow. Let the energy be and everything will work out the way it's supposed to. Because again, what have you done here? You've tuned in consciously and conscientiously to the joy of living because you know that on this show, it's all about the best person in the world, you. Y-O-U, E-W-E. That's really why you tuned in. You know because either you've been here before and thank you for coming back or your friends have told you and thank you to them. That on this show, we discuss the three fundamentals of life. And when you learn these three fundamentals and you internalize them, you will be healthier and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Jack Canfield, the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, the most famous and popular book series in the history of printing, was saying to me, Barry, this is so great. The joy of living, these fundamentals, you become healthier and wealthier. Who doesn't want it? That's what he said. So take it from a person who sold hundreds of millions of books and influenced billions of people around the planet. That's what happens on this show, The Joy of Living, because we live with the three fundamentals. We teach them, we utilize them. The three fundamentals of life are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you live a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a great acronym. We'll work with a lot of acronyms throughout the show. MAD stands for Make a Difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is to uncover the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. It's everyday words, a simple example. WWW, ask anybody what does it stand for, and they'll tell you invariably has to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, what a wonderful world. And what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A, what a wonderful world. And of course, when you hear that song, you can't do anything but smile. And we thank a big thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song to go and touch millions, tens of millions, hundreds of maybe billions of people around the planet, because that song is the essence of what we want to live in. WWW, what a wonderful world. Remember, this show is only about you. And right now you are being joined by 351,613 people around the world, all looking for the same thing, how to live in joy daily, no matter the circumstances. So again, the three fundamentals are life, your life has purpose, go mad, go make a difference. When you align your thoughts in good, your words in good, and your deeds in good by uncovering the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. And here's an example. Listen to What a Wonderful World, and what do you do right away when you even think about that song? You smile, right? Now, SMILE is a great acronym that stands for Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, we're in the ending of the pandemic, I hope. God willing, about a year ago, around this time, I was speaking in front of about 5,000 people. That's I do that regularly. And whenever I mention about seeing miracles in life every day, people raise their hands and say, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you stand? Can you walk? Can you talk? Do you have water to drink, food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family or friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. Now, what's the simple proof? Simple proof is a million plus people didn't get out of bed this morning. Why? They died. Oh, by definition, if you're here and you're listening to this or watching this, you didn't. If you're alive, you have an opportunity to live exuberantly. That's the genius of life. Living exuberantly. Life stands for living inspirationally for eternity. So the ability to get out of bed, that's a great thing. Millions of people are infirm right now. They can't get out of bed because of the pandemic. God willing, 99.99% of everybody watching, you can. Now, those of you, again, we have over 300,000 people that come every week, and thank you for that. And bring in your friends. We're now over 355,000 people around the world watching at this very moment, tuned in or watching or listening. And thank you for that. But the amazing thing is, you know the story of Barry Shore. Imagine this. Imagine standing up in the morning, able to leave tall buildings, a single bound, hearty and healthy, and that evening in the hospital, completely totally paralyzed. That's me. Completely, totally paralyzed. It wasn't for an automobile accident. It wasn't a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that took over my body and rendered me completely, totally quadriplegic. Nothing in my body moved. 144 days in the hospital. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. See my hands? Thank God I have them. They don't look like yours, but I still have them. I can use them. I had braces on both my legs, from my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. So I'm a tripod and not a biped, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I've helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned to see miracles in life every day. I got to tell you a quick story. My niece comes over to me, my eight-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago. She says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about smile, sounds the same, why not? And I asked her, how come? She says, the letter stands for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes, isn't that wonderful? the ability to see miracles in life every day or everyday life. What was she doing? No, she was creating the kind of world we all want to live in, the world she wants to live in. Create stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. It's the thoughts that you have. We have a brain. You have 100 plus billion brain cells and 10,000 trillion synapses connecting them all. And they're there for more than deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. Now, I do have to warn you in advance and that your humble host, Barry Shore, does use four-letter words. I use them throughout the show, and I even use the four-letter F-U word. I do it because it's fun and the shock value. But, of course, the four-letter words that we use in the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant are love, live, hope, life, grow, free, gift, pray, play, time. Four-letter words, use them frequently. The four-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, F-U, capital N, capital N. But again, Barry, people raise their hand, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with three letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, the joy of living, you going to see your family and friends, you have a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face. Remember that stands for, point your finger, says, F you, everybody. But remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. I said, where'd you get that? He said, I listened to Barry Shore on the joy of living. Remember, everything and anything you want to know about our guest today, and it's so much fun to learn about what he has to offer. Just go to www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com and all the information is there. Just lean in and let it flow over you and be transformed by all this wondrous insight that you're going to have. And before we bring on our guest, amazing man, I want to urge everybody to do the following. You're going to change the world. You're going to go mad. You're going to make a difference. How do you do that? By utilizing the two most important, powerful words in the English language and doing them three times a day, consciously and conscientiously. And these two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. Think about this. Imagine you're going to be able to go back to our coffee shops. Thank God soon. You walk in and you order your fancy latte for $5.50. You go, you sit down, somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. Imagine you walk in the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte for $5.50. A few minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. You go to the counter, they say, oh, I'm sorry, we're busy. We forgot, we'll bring it to you. A couple more minutes go by, still you say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. Imagine you get up in the middle of the night, you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I can't think of anybody that I'd like to introduce more that inspires noble deeds than this amazing being named James Feldman. James, are you here ready to say hello to 355,613 people around the world?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, James, when was the last time somebody said F you to you and you smiled?
This morning.
F you, capital N, capital N. So we're just so happy. You see already that this is a magician. That's who we're dealing with. James Feldman is a magician. He's a true alchemist because he changes the ability of our thinking. See, he said, think inside the box. Okay, Feldman, we're going to call you on it right away. Let's start talking about what you do with 3D thinking. Who are you and why should we even listen to you?
Well, the first reason you should listen to me is because my history has been changing the way people think. Not what they think, but how they think. And the first and foremost is stop thinking outside the box.
Wait a minute, James. Come on, that's different than everybody else. Are you different?
I am different.
Are you like Steve Jobs? Think different?
if you are outside the box, you have no idea what's inside the box. If you have no idea what's inside the box, how can you solve the problem? Because you couldn't identify the problem. It's that simple.
Wait a minute. We like simple. And I want to go to two things you just said. You want to speak with us today about think and how. Think is a great acronym that stands for to harness insightful neural connections. So I think that's what you do. You harness insightful neural connections. And how do you do it? How stands for helping others win. And that's what James Feldman's life has always been about. He works with some of the most famous names in corporate culture. And what he does is he shakes them up because he finds what can be done better. So let's give an example, James. In today's world, the corporate culture, everybody understands that there's a big penalty for failure. How about rewarding success? What an interesting idea.
The issue is that corporations don't often reward for success, but it's very clear what the penalty is for failure. And so that's one of the shifts that I try to enforce in how they think. And the answer is to make the employees think like entrepreneurs. Let them think it's their business. And when they're successful, they are rewarded the same as the entrepreneur.
So this is really inside the box thinking. In other words, get inside and think about what you can do as a business driver, an owner. Because by the way, in my humble opinion, business is the most honorable profession in the world. I think it's the first, by the way. We know what the second oldest profession in the world is, but I think business is the first oldest profession. And it's the most honorable because I think it involves two fundamental aspects of life, which is what you are, by the way, transactional and transformational. In other words, there's a transaction that has to happen in the business world in order for things to happen. You want to move goods and services around to be able to enable people to become the best them possible. This show, by the way, the joy of living is only about one person, you, the person watching. And that's what James is all about, right, James?
Correct.
You enable people to win. The second thing about business is transformational. If it's only transactional, then it will be success will be not what it's rewarding. It will be penalizing people for failure. But if it's transformational, what you just said, enabling people to think that they are the business owner, guess what happens? Shift. Now, you got to be careful with that F. You got to make sure it's pronounced, because otherwise it will be the other thing. It's shift that happens. So talk to us, Mr. Shift Man. What do you do to help business drivers understand that it's in their best interest to have everybody think and be an entrepreneur?
So I help them utilize what I have coined 3D thinking.
Ooh.
If you think of a three-legged stool, if you think of the pyramids, all sides are equal. If one is shorter or one is longer, the whole thing is off balance. So when we go inside the box, the 3Ds are this: depth. Let's figure out what the problem is by identifying the components and moving the components out of the shadows. And when you look at the components, you often see the solution is simple math. Add, subtract, multiply, or divide. Get rid of this, add this on, etc. Now, using the metaphor of being inside the box, walk around and look outside, and you get a 360-degree view of the marketplace. Is there anybody out there that's looking for the solution to the problem that you've identified? If the answer is no, stop. You're wasting your time.
Wait a minute. You said stop. Ah! Everybody thinks that business is all about moving and doing and growing. And James says, hello, everybody. S-T-O-P.
And the reason for that is when you say no to something, it frees you up to say yes to something else.
Wait a minute. I love it so much, I want to repeat it, because James, just to put things in context, we have people listening from all over the world, a large contingent from India, which is one of the most entrepreneurial places in the world today. China, also somewhat entrepreneurial, but under the thumb, but that's another story. Won't get into politics in a moment. Throughout Europe and Africa, Australia, certainly Latin America, and the United States. So you're urging people to understand that the power of no, N-O, the power of no is really in its corollary, which is if you can say no, by definition, you have the power to say yes. And that's where the sex comes in. Oh, let's talk about sex. Well, actually, let's stay in the box for the moment. We'll talk about sex a little bit later. So the ability to stop, look around, and say no enables you to say yes, right?
It enables you to know, K-N-O-W, what direction to go in.
Okay, Feldman, this guy, by the way, is not just talking through his hat because he put it on his head. He's talking with his hat on his head, and it says 3D thinking. Let's do something amazing. My forthcoming book is called The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy. In the book, unbeknownst to James Feldman, but he's the basically, he must be the author because I wrote it, but he's the one who's articulating it. It talks about the word no, but when you hear N-O, you always have to surround it with a K and a W because the K stands for kindness, and the W stands for wisdom. Because when you understand that no is not harsh, it's the opposite. Every no is really a K-N-O-W. Then you are in the know, and you can really make business happen. Is that correct, James?
Yes, it is.
And by the way, in that same word, K-N-O, we have the essence of James Feldman, because his essence, we're going to put the K aside with kindness, and we're going to use the letters N-O-W, because if you want to know anything about James Feldman, he is the essence of now. Let's talk about you as the now man.
The nowist.
Now, he is the nowist.
Not a futurist.
Right, he's not a Taoist. He's a nowist.
Right.
But before we get there, let's call back the 3 points, the 3 Ds, the components, the ability to stop. And what's the third?
The third is your determination.
Whoa!
After you've done all your homework, after you've identified the market, after you have seen a need, fill a need, do you have the bandwidth? Do you have the strength? Do you have the financial backing to take it into the marketplace? If the answer is no, then you need to K-N-O-W and find someone that can help you. That's where the mentors come in. That's where the JVs come in. That's where the additional funding comes in. If you've got a great idea, there's a lot of money out there that's available to help support you.
This is so critical. See, again, James Feldman is a classic winner. What does that mean? Winners help others. He understands the who. Helping others win is what James is all about. He understands the how. That's why he's the now man. Because when you combine the who and the now and the how, you get the wow and the now. Wow stands for words of wisdom, words of wonder. That's what you're absorbing today. James works with some of the largest corporate structures in the world. And what he's doing is he's utilizing the techniques that he's sharing with us today about thinking inside, getting inside the box to make sure that whatever you do is a success. Am I correct on that, James?
That is correct.
And now let's continue. Let's talk a little bit more about determination, one of the greatest nations in the world. We live in America. I think the United States of America is the greatest nation that's ever been conceived in liberty as long as we can maintain it. But determination is what's going to make this nation continue to be the leader of the world and show people what it means to be able to think in good, speak in good, and act in good. So tell us a little more about what it means to understand and be in the now.
So once you have identified the problem, you also have to identify who cares about it. And the greater and the greater the audience, the more people that will buy into it. So as an example, if you have come up with a way to grow hair, both of us would buy it, right?
Wait a minute. You got to understand, James doesn't just talk about stuff. He lives it. Yes, keep going.
So, a couple of rules of thumb. The bigger the problem, the more money you can charge for it. Number two, people do not default up. So you always start at the high end and take things away rather than at the bottom end and start to add things on. So for instance, when you go into the Mercedes dealer and they show you the $180,000 car, you say, gee, I can't afford that. They go, no problem. Did you want to give up the GPS? No. Did you want to give up the sunroof? No. Did you want to give up the heated seats? No. Did you want to give up the reclining seats? No. Well, if we go to the next one down, it doesn't have those. And if you start to do add-ons to that, it gets you above the price of what we're charging you for this one. So what color would you like and how soon would you like delivery?
Next week, please, and in silver gray.
All right. Let me give you an easier one that everybody can relate to. I was working with the American Dental Association, and one of the issues that came up in the Q&A was people object to what we charge to fill a cavity. And I said, you guys have got it priced wrong. They go, we charge $150. It covers our cost, da-da-da-da-da. You're doing it wrong. Well, what do you suggest? It's $50. Jim, we can't fill a cavity for $50. Of course you can. By the way, did you want that to hurt? What do you mean? Well, with $50, you don't get Novocaine. How much is the Novocaine? That's $75. People will pay to not have pain. By the way, did you want it to hurt when we stuck the needle in? No. Well, the topical is $50. So now you're at $50, $75, and $50. Guess what? We just got more money than what they were objecting to, but they're happy about it because we have explained it to them in what I refer to as WIIFM.
Wait a minute. Before you go there, I want everybody to know how much I love James Feldman. You ready? I love James. Love stands for living on vibrant energy. He just told us the secret, the biggest secret in the world, which is the most listened to radio frequency in the world. And he's going to say it again, James. Ready? WIIFM, which stands for?
What's in it for me?
What's in it for me? Well, that hook. Don't go away. There's more James Feldman coming back right after this brief message, because this man is not just gold. He's platinum. He's silver. He's Bitcoin when it's going up, because everything about him is good. Be right back after these brief messages. Imagine the kind of place you would want to shop for your favorite fur baby pet. HonestPets.co. Well, you found it. HonestPets.co. Not .com, .co. This is your go-to spot for the best, the cleanest pet treats that exist anywhere on the planet. All of the brands go through a rigorous review to make sure they meet the high standards of cleanliness, health benefits, and naturalness. This site was started by a husband and wife team, and it's veteran-owned, and that care about pets, especially dogs and cats, and coming soon, bird treats. These are very nice young people who really care about making a difference, because a portion of proceeds go to support veteran organizations with a focus on service dogs. This is the place where you want to go. You want to tell your friends. This has the finest, yummiest, freshest, all-natural treats and stuff for your fur baby. So go there, honestpets.co. HonestPets.co. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved beings. As most of you know, I am 72 years chronologically and recovering from being a quadriplegic.
But now, to stay active, I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. Hello. Now, you can imagine I know a thing or two about aches and pains. And until recently, I thought they're just part of the fact of life you deal with every day. But then I tried 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking their convenient packs 3 times a day, and I can tell you, I am feeling noticeably better. You hear that? Noticeably better. Relief Factor is giving me more oomph and less oh. And the secret, I've been told because I investigated, is there are 4 ingredients. 4 key ingredients. Each one supports a different metabolic pathway in the body, which allows the inflammation that I may have to get reduced from my back, my hips, or my knee. And if you have everyday aches and pains, I urge you to check out Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free and designed to be taken every single day. It's not going to hurt your tummy. You can get out and you can stay out of pain. So to make this really easy and to make it so there's no barrier, you really want to do this, go to relieffactor.com/joy, relieffactor.com/joy, and check out their quick start program. It's a 3-week program discounted to $19.95, and the founders, a father and son team named Seth and Pete Talbert, they are here to get rid of aches and pains. So do what I did. Go to relieffactor.com/joy, order the 3-week quick start for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Wowee, everybody. What an amazing world we have with apps popping up all over the place that are just great for you. Imagine the being able to not only listen to the joy of living and being able to send in a message and give me your input just by being on this amazing app called Stereo. Yeah, it's just like Stereo. Stereo. How amazing is that? So I want you to go and sign up for Stereo, stereo.com, and download the app and follow me, Barry Shore, the ambassador of joy, and listen to The Joy of Living. We're going to be broadcasting on Tuesdays at around 3:25 in the afternoon, that's Pacific time, and I'll have various co-hosts, but some of them just are really going to knock your socks off, and you'll be able to hear behind the scenes stuff. I mean, this is just such an amazingly good, wonderful social conversational app. Do it now. Stereo.com and follow The Joy of Living. You'll be so glad you did. See you soon. Actually, I won't see you. Speak to you soon. Hear from you soon. Make it a great one. Stereo.com, The Joy of Living. Bye now.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking and looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance and a two-legged being. His name is James Feldman. We left you on tenderhooks because we talked about the most listened-to frequency in the entire world, WIIFM. What's in it for me? And just because you said those words, James, we have more than 10,000 people that join. So now we're over 365,000 people around the world. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, James Feldman is not just your regular guy with a hat on his head and a beard on his face. He's the man who works with Frito-Lay, with Volkswagen, with AT&T, McDonald's, Greyhound, Toyota, Wrigley. I mean, this guy makes things happen because he's the author of this great book series called Shift Happens. Just remember to pronounce that F, Shift Happens. He is known as Mr. Nowist. And we're going to talk about that right now, N-O-W. I'm going to lead you with a question. Are you ready, James? Question right. Following. I think we discussed it one time, but it's the idea of don't try to sell big ideas to small-minded people. Huh?
So what typically happens is you come up with an idea and you run it by your friends, your neighbors, your family, and they poo-poo it. The first question you ask them is, have you ever done one of these yourself? Because if they're not speaking from experience, they don't know what the risk is, they don't know what the rewards are, and they have no skin in the game other than perhaps, and I say this kindly, jealousy. Because they're in a job they don't like, and you're talking about something of green grass, Blue Sky and Motherhood, and they don't know what to do with it. So I often say, beware of distractions disguised as opportunities.
Ooh, let's look at that again. I want to repeat it. Beware of distractions disguised as opportunities. Now, this is coming from the Taoist. So let's talk about how that applies in your world of being in the now. What does now mean for you? And what do you do when you speak to anybody who has a brain and listens?
So the pandemic leveled the playing field. All the big companies, all the small companies have suffered in some way. Unless you're in the PPE or plexiglass business, you're not doing that well. So when somebody says, well, it didn't work before, that doesn't hold any relevance, because as we come out of this, ideas that didn't work before may in fact be those great ideas that help you pivot. There'll be more millionaires and more billionaires that emerge from this pandemic than in the history of the world.
Wait a minute. I want to quote James Feldman, because again, this man speaks not just from experience and the fact that he has helped multi-billion dollar corporations and smaller groups also move past their own roadblocks, and himself has made a lot of money and touched millions of people. I want to hear him again say that from his perspective, there will be more wealth created and more opportunities, that's what you're saying, as a result of this remarkable contraction that we've gone. It's almost like we've been through the birth canal, James. That's what you're saying. That's how I'm seeing it. The contraction happened. Something went on, and now we're going to come through and emerge greater than before in ways that many people can't even imagine at the moment. Is that fair to say?
That's correct.
By the way, imagine is a great word. First of all, imagination is what James Feldman lives on. He gets in the morning, he's already imagining several things. But imagine, everybody knows the word impossible. In the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant people, we know impossible doesn't mean impossible. You read it, I'm possible, right? Everybody knows that one. Imagine is Barry Shore's take on it. Imagine stands for I'm a genie. I'm the one who came out of the lamp. I'm the one who grants the three wishes. I'm the genie. James Feldman is the one who teaches us how to do it by understanding about being in the now. When you're in the now.
Tell your readers not to confuse impossible with inconvenient.
Very good. Absolutely. Do not confuse the two, because inconvenient, by the way, inconvenient, if you use James's process of getting inside the box and identifying opportunities, become now the great opportunities, right? The inconvenient, you can say no, learn how to say yes. And remember, shift happens as long as you emphasize that F. And the F is for flow. When shift happens, you grow and you become better. Because that's the whole essence of James Feldman. Everything he does is oriented towards helping you become the best you. That's why I invited him here. And he made time in his schedule to do this. So let's just delve right in. We only have about another 5 minutes to discuss all this, James. But let's talk about what it means to be an innovative practitioner.
It's really, really simple. You create a vision where others aren't looking. You capture what others aren't seeing. And you apply uncommon common sense.
That's a recipe for success.
Absolutely. Works for everything.
It works for everything, all everywhere, by the way. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. It will always work. Can I give you a story? It just reminded me of something. Talk about plexiglass and PPE, right? So I frequent a particular art gallery not far from my home that does framing for us. And we have cleaning up the house because of COVID, right? Everybody's cleaning, doing things. So, oh, my wife said, would you get this done? So I go in there and I'm looking, I'm asking him, how's business? And the owner, who's a very smart guy, by the way, he's done very well over the years. He said, better than the past decade. Why? he's in the framing business. I said, framing business better? He says, yes, hello, we frame frames, but the thing we use is plexiglass. We don't use glass. James is smiling and shaking his head. He says, guess what? I have always done well with plexiglass, but now I put him in cars. I put him in banks. I mean, he has more business than he could possibly handle. He's done better than in the past decade. Who would have thunk it, right?
So may I tell you a short story?
Please.
When I was 7 years old, I went to my parents and I said to my mother, I'd like an allowance. She said, go talk to your father. So I went to my father and I said, hey, I'd like an allowance. He said, go talk to your mother. 7 years old, I learned the first important business lesson, get all the decision makers in the room at the same time. So second lesson, ask them their ideas because they may have one. So my mother and father got together and they said, you can mow the yard, you can wash the car, you can walk the dog, you can open up a lemonade stand. I went outside and there were lemonade stands up and down the block. As far as you could see, there were lemonade stands. So I went to my mother and I said, hey, next time you're going to Shopper's World, can I go with you? I want to price out bulk lemonade, bulk sugar, bulk paper cups, and Ziploc bags. And I created lemonade kits. What I saw was the problem. Mommy would have to get in the car, go to the grocery store just to buy the ingredients to keep her kids supplied in lemonade. I knocked on the door at night, sold them the lemonade kits, never missed a day at the pool, worked in the shade of the evening, and at the end of the summer, I had $351 in the bank.
At 7 years old.
At 7 years old.
Okay, so what did he do? He identified the problem. He had the vision. He was everywhere he looked. He said, lemonade stands. What can I do to be the supplier? And he went, mommy, he packaged them. He said, here, for $5 or $10, you can have your kid have everything he or she needs for the lemonade stand. Made his money on that. Everybody wins. So remember, the two big rules are get the decision makers in the room at the same time, all the decision makers, and become an ask-hole. What? Yeah, become an asshole. I learned this from Jack Canfield. James, you're going to love this. He always says on stage, be an asshole, be an asshole. You want something, be an asshole. I made a card for him with my definitions, my acronyms, ASK. ASK, as James is going to tell you, stands for always seek kindness, and whole, helping others live exuberantly. What did he do? He knocked on the door at night and says, oh, Mrs. Smith, if Johnny or Jane want to do the lemonade stand, here's a kit. Here's a prepackaged kit. Oh, great. She didn't even say how much is it. It's too much. She said, yes, may I have two? Because I don't want to do it every day. Let me buy three at a time. So this is, he's an ad. He was helping others live exuberantly, always seeking kindness. He is the ultimate asshole.
It was never, ever about price.
We're going to have to leave in a few minutes. I want you to say this again with that big smile on your face. Remember, smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. You're seeing a miracle. You're seeing James Feltman in front of you, sharing with you information, transformational, alchemical abilities to understand the world no matter what age, from the age of 7, to the advanced age of 120, doesn't matter where you are in the world, you follow these same ideas and you will always be successful. That's what James is sharing with us. So let's just do a quick recap. You want to learn how to think better? What do we do, James?
Get inside the box.
Inside the box. And what do you want to have? You want to have something called 3D thinking. By the way, he's so advanced for himself. He didn't realize this when he started doing 3D thinking. It was just at the time 3D printers were coming into vogue. So it's already a couple decades now. But 3D printers are not just shifting everything in the world, they're shaking it up also. I mean, this is pure James Feltman. I'm going to give you a story. 17-year-old that I know, because I know his father very well. They just told me the story the other day. So you were 7. This kid's 17. He's going to be going to MIT. He's very bright. He went to the orthodontist, and the orthodontist took an impression, and they sent it out to a lab. Now, the kid is 17, so he's a digital native, right? He knows 3D printing. He said to the orthodontist, by the way, if I show you how to do this with 3D printing, you'll have to send it out to a lab. Would you be interested? So the doctor was not dumb. He said, he didn't say how much. He said, how? Remember, helping others win. How? So the kid went, father bought the 3D printer, brought it into the office, set it up, showed the doctor what to do. The kid ran it. And the doctor said, when? Please. Bought the machine. The kid made 10% on the cost of the machine, which was $6,000. And the doctor did his numbers, going to save him $30,000 a year. And it's going to save him weeks of time shipping it out, getting it back, then done in-house with a 3D printer. And what did the doctor do? He recommended to the kid another orthodontist who wants to do it. And now he's going to charge the real price instead of just a few pennies and such. But the point is, it's James. James was channeling his inner James to this kid named Maximus, by the way, thinking inside the box. Listen to Feldman. He is the nowist. Okay, Jen's going to put you on the spot. You ready? What is your most fervent desire? You get 80 seconds.
My most fervent desire is to help people pivot and come out of this better than they were when they went into it.
The essence of the winner, helping others win. James, you ready for a big hug in front of now 362,428 people around the world?
Absolutely.
1, 2, 3. HUG stands for Harmonizing Unlimited Giving, which is you, James Feldman. Thank you. And as we say in the real world, F you, capital N, capital N. Everybody, you tuned into the joy of living. Your humble host, Barry Shore. And you tuned in for one reason, because you care the most about you. Because you know, on this show, when you listen to James Feldman, you will be healthier and wealthier by using what he's taught us. WWW, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. In life, create the kind of world you ought to live in. Causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. You want to be a spiritual chiropractor and align your thoughts and good, your speech and good, and your actions and good, like James. Be in the now, be in the know, get in the box, use 3D thinking, and say thank you 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously, to harmonize and network kindness. And as the Dalai Lama has told us, everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind always, keep inspiring noble deeds. Tell the world, F you, capital N, capital N. Everything you want to know, www.barryshore.com. It's all about James and his great thinking. And he talked about arithmetic. The only math you need is that which enables you to count your blessings. James Feldman, what a delight and a pleasure to have you here. It is so wonderful. And I trust you'll come back again. Will you do that?
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. And everybody, as he says, shift happens, because remember, pronounce that F, and then you will tune in to WIIFM. What's in it for me? What's in it for you is becoming the best you possible, and you make the world a better place. Remember the three fundamentals: life, your life has purpose. Go mad, go make a difference. Uncover the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms, and you too will be able to make a difference living in the now. Thank you, everybody. Be well. Do well, go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Bye. Thank you, James.
That was such a wonderful show. I'm sure you appreciate it as well. So let's talk again about Stereo, Stereo. Go get the Stereo app and follow me, Barry Shore, at The Joy of Living, because we're going to do some things on Stereo that we don't do here on the podcast. And you're going to learn some inside secrets about uncovering the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. How about this? What HUG really means? So come and join us on Stereo. Get the app. follow Barry Shore, and his handle is The Joy of Living, because we're going to do things that are rocking and rolling the world. This is an amazingly powerful, wonderful, beautiful, and bountiful app. Do it. Do it now while it's still fresh. Look forward to you joining in the conversation. Best wishes. Bye.